Hey y'all, Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I'm finishing up my North Carolina motorcycle trip story. I run into a black bear, feed him some chocolate bars, I get my ass blasted, and then I finally get home. Let's get into the pod. Hey, so a quick recap. Yeah, I was on a motorcycle trip this summer. I don't have friends, so I'm by myself. I drove a bunch on a bike, a couple hours over that way. But yeah, so the first episode kind of recapped up to the competition. And so this is the second half. The second half of the competition, you know, I did the strict curls on Friday. So Saturday was the actual, like, powerlifting meet. There was probably 100 people in attendance with, you know, varying groups. So there was, you know, children, a dozen children in that category. There was a female category and a male category. And the competition consisted of, like, bench press, deadlift, and squats. So yeah, pretty exciting. I will say one of the more entertaining performers was, like, the biggest guy that was there. He was, like, 350, just a fucking wall of meat, right? So he was just a thick, thick boy. I did find it funny that, you know, he was the kind of guy that was, like, he was super into this. So I was just on vacation, so I just went out there to do this for fun. I was also, you know, traveling and taking in other events. But so this guy looked like powerlifting was his fucking life, right? So not going to name names, but Daniel, you know who you are. So I did kind of poke fun at him because, you know, this is the kind of dude, he's lifting 600, 700 pounds. And, you know, so he sat down next to him. I said, hey, are you even going to fucking lift anything heavy or what? Trying to start shit. And so he looked over at me and he was like, haha, joke. You know, he was a super good dude, super nice guy, chill, you know, when you talk to him, but just the performance that he was putting on was pretty impressive. So he was before competition, he was warming up, and, you know, he could just hear the fucking weights clanging, ka-kang, ka-kang, ba-bang, beating the floor. And so he'd come up on stage to do his lifts. Skin was bright red. So I don't know if he was taking supplements, if he was just working his, you know, getting his pre-workout on or what. But then he was also the fucking crazy guy that does, like, the smelling salts. So he cracked open a bottle of fucking, I think it was smelling salts, but he cracked open a bottle of smelling salts and yeah, go up there and fucking lift. And so there was a lot of really strong guys and girls. And yeah, so the meet was fun. Obviously, I placed in my category. You know, I did by my weight and my age. And considering that I was the only one competing, well, I've won. So it's pretty easy to win trophies when you compete against yourself. So I did set records, right? I set the records because none of the records had been set before. So I got records on all the lifts and or just the push pull. It's on my Facebook page. Check it out. I put videos and shit up. But then that night after the lifting, you know, I went out, and I will say that something that was interesting in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, they have a brewery tour. So if you guys ever go to North Carolina and are looking for something fun to do in Elizabeth City, by the water or whatever, they have this tour. It's where you have this pamphlet and you go from, like, business to business, breweries, restaurants, and you get a stamp. After you collect all eight, you know, gotta catch 'em all. But so after you collect all eight, then you get, like, a free complimentary glass, and then you get entered into, like, some kind of a grand prize, which is cool. So I just went to the different businesses and had something from each place. So I will say by the, like, the fifth place of eating shit, I was so fucking miserable. So it was, like, the first place was, like, a wine bar. It had different kinds of red wines. I'm not a wine guy, but because last time I drank wine, I drank an entire box. so on an empty stomach. So I just I violently was ill the next day. Alcohol poisoning is what they call it. But so I'm not a fan of red wine, but I had a red wine, and then I asked the bartender, you know, what else did you have to snack on? And they had cheese and chocolate. So it's one of those places. So I had chocolate. The second place was a juice bar. So I went in there, talked to the dude, super chill dude. I'm pretty sure he was fucking stoned off his ass working. He owned the place. So it's like, hey man, you want to smoke on the job? Cool. But yeah, no, super nice guy. Great guy. I'll give you one guess as to what his skin color was. But so moving on. And then third place was a coffee shop. So I went in there and they had, if you guys ever had boba tea, it's like little gelatinous balls that are like coffee or tea in some kind of other fluid. So what I got, I asked the bartender, what do you recommend? Or the hostess or whatever. And she's like, well, I like the chai tea in cucumber milk. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Let's try that. It was disgusting. I hated it. So the tea balls were bitter, but I've heard people say if you get a fruit based drink, it's not so revolting. But what I had that drink, which was interesting because you chew it. You chew the gelatinous balls in the milk, and then I had, what was really good was then I had fresh baked chocolate chip banana bread. So that was really good. Fourth place, I did find this funny. The fourth place was a brewery connected to this random shop. So I went into, I asked, ordered a beer. It was a raspberry, whatever the fuck, something sour. So it wasn't too bad. It was a sour beer. It wasn't too bad. But then I had to take a leak. So I'm like, where's the restroom? So I walked, they were it's in this other building. So I go through into this other building and it's this random shop. And I talk to the blonde haired hippie chick. Her hair was actually a wig, but she had a bandana to cover it up. It looked weird. But so I talked to her and I said, what are you guys? What is this? And she's like, well, we're just a store. We sell a lot of different things. And I'm like, well, okay, you've got women's and children's clothing. They had grass seed and weed killer and seeds for a garden. They had postcards. They had a Christian bookstore. And then they had a place for pizza and pretzels. I was like, what the fuck is this store? So yeah, they're gonna fail because nobody's gonna know what the fuck they're selling. So went, took a leak. And then on the way back into the downtown district, I saw a drug deal, so that was super cool. There was a couple of dudes, they were passing packages back and forth, and then that guy took the package and hid it behind a car. So, so that was nice. The rest of the tour was pretty cool. I went to the downtown in the evening, sports bar, brewery, and they just had basic, your typical normal food and drinks. But yeah, in the morning, got the coffee shop was the last one on the list. So I got a coffee and then got my glass. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. So the next day was, I was going to go ahead and start heading down to, I wanted to do Dragon's Tail and Blue Ridge. Tennessee has the Smoky Mountains. On a motorcycle trip, you go through the mountains and take Blue Ridge Road. It's a really scenic views. I heard great things from a buddy at work. He was saying he did it, and he suggested it to me. Dragon's Tail is a really windy road that borders North Carolina and Tennessee. And it's something 300 curves in 11 miles. So it's a pretty interesting ride. So I thought, get that checked off my bucket list. And, that was the next stop I was headed to. So I went through Durham, Tennessee, and I stopped to have lunch at a blue something diner, blue checker diner, I think. And they were supposed to have the best seasoned chicken in the state or best burger shakes, whatever the fuck it was. So I went ahead and sat down. They were busy for lunchtime, but since I'm a single guy, I could just pull up and get a seat solo seat, so I got a chicken sandwich, french fries, and an Oreo shake. It was really awesome. Like, the food was great, and even more so was the atmosphere, because, you know, it's south, it's down south, so they do it like it's supposed to be done when they have gender roles. So they had, calm down, Karen. But so, you know, the dudes were in the all blue shirts. They were in the back doing the cooking. The entire wait staff was all women in red shirts, and the manager was in a yellow shirt that was a woman. So it's like, hey, she had a real southern drawl, and she was a real lady, y'all. And, you know, so it was just interesting to see, like, hey, they still do things right down south, because there's none of this I identify as a milkshake bullshit. As the trip is continuing, I'm headed towards the beginning of Blue Ridge Road. And so I'm getting closer to the, like, the what is would be, like, the beginning of the ride. And then I want to meet into Dragon's Tail. I ran into some rain, so I thought I'd pull off, stop at a gas station, and, you know, kind of wait the rain out. There were several other riders there, too, that they all kind of stopped. So I chat with them for a little bit. And, you know, it's hard to get signal because we're, like, starting to get into the mountain range area. And so they talk to their son on, they get a hold of their son. And he's like, yeah, no, the storm's just coming in from that direction. You guys will basically be riding into the rain. So I'm like, well, shit. So change of plans and, you know, change direction, start going south to avoid the rain and then get around. So this diverts my time and takes me a little longer than what I'm expecting. So I'm starting to head into the Smoky Mountains around sunset-ish. I stopped for dinner at a place called Phil's Barbecue Pit. It's actually, you know, the Carolinas are really known for their barbecue. So if you go down there, make sure you get some barbecue. But yeah, this restaurant sold? Words are hard. So sold, you know, different pork, brisket, chicken, different sides. It was really awesome. They had the thing that was cool was they had different kinds of sauces. So they had like a vinegar based, barbecue sauce, ketchup based like honey, barbecue sauce. And then they had some kind of like fucking horseradish mayonnaise ranch bullshit. All of them were, I will say, when I like to eat, I like to try different interesting things. I usually order off the menu whatever that restaurant's unique dish, signature dish is. And so, yeah, I eat like a fucking, basically like a garbage compactor. Whatever you throw at disposal, whatever you throw down my mouth, it's going to get ground up and shit out. So yeah, I got all three of the, even though I didn't really care for some of the sauces, I still tried them on the different meats. And but yeah, that place, Phil's Barbecue, was actually really good. So as I was saying before, you know, the rainstorm kind of delayed the trip, so I had to drive down and around. So now I'm getting into the mountains around sunset, which actually turned out to be a real good, you know, change of plans. You know, because the sun was setting over the mountain ridge, really pretty. You know, my vagina got wet. I was like, oh my God, it's so gorgeous. So watching the mountains come in. And the only bad thing is now that I'm heading over to Dragon's Tail, there's no easy access. You got to kind of like twist and turn and drive. So now it's dark and I can't see what I'm doing. So I'm having to slow way down on the bike. And finally, you know, it's pitch black outside and I'm at the top of the mountain and I'm like, this is a perfect spot to just go to sleep. So pull the bike over. Luckily, there's spots on the sides of the road where you like kind of like a shoulder area and then timber. So luckily, I get off and I have a tent with me because I kind of planned on something like this just in case. Yeah, I kind of had like an idea, like I'd go camping in the mountains. And so get the bike pulled off. And I bought like a single person tent that's like a pop-up. It sets up in like minutes. It's like spring loaded. So you just basically like pull the top and it like an umbrella almost like opens up. And then so it only takes like 5 minutes to set it up. So I camped the night at the top of the mountain. I was really concerned about
like mountain lions or bears. So I did pack my 9mm. So I had a pistol on me just in case. But yeah, no animals at nighttime. But so the next morning I wake up, pack up my shit. Pack your shit, private pile. So I pack my shit, get on the bike, and I continue on to Dragon's Tail. It's only a few more minutes, and then I'm at location. So I did have a few pictures. There's like a giant metal dragon sculpture at the base of the ride. So I took a picture with that, and then start heading on the trail. And this time now it's sunrise. So as the sun's coming up, now I'm getting really good views of, you know, and scenic stuff of the sunrise in the tree line. And so going through Dragon's Tail, and it's just like advertised. It's 200 or whatever, 300 curves. So it's really fucking windy. So you're only going like 20 miles an hour. Now, I'm on a cruiser style bike, which isn't built for like going fast and aggressive. But yeah, there's dudes on crotch rockets that are fucking flying around on this. So I'm, you know, because it is now a Monday morning at like 7 a.m., I have the whole road to myself, which is awesome, because if it had been on the weekend, I'm sure it would have been a little busier. But so about mile marker 7, I come over the hill and I start to descend, and there is a large dog on the road. I'm like, that dog, it's about the size of a Great Dane, and it is fucking thick. It's built. It's got these big shoulders on it. I'm like, oh, that's a fucking bear. So I stop, and it's probably a juvenile or a small female. It's not like 600 pounds. It's probably like 200-300 pound bear, and it starts running up the hill, and I wanted to reach in my backpack, pull out a chocolate bar, and be like, here, buddy, come here, get a picture with him, a selfie with a bear. But so it runs back up the hill. So, yeah, I did see a black bear. And go ahead and finish the ride. It was a lot of fun. And then at the bottom, there's a lake. So I stopped at the lake. I carved my name into a picnic table. So if you guys want to try to find that, good luck. But then, so, you know, that was basically the end of the ride. That was the finale. So now it's time to start heading back home. And, you know, making my way downtown, walking fast, feelings passing. Huh? Okay, no more singing. But then, so, yeah, get on the road and start heading back. So, as I'm making my way back home, set up the GPS. And at this point, you know, I'm just kind of ready to head back home. So, I'm taking the most convenient route, and I'm driving direct. I do get to Cincinnati, and I decide, impromptu baseball game. I'm like, what is going on in Cincinnati? I went and I checked out a Reds game. I shoved my mouth full of wieners, because I can't get enough hot dogs in my guts. And I will say that, you know, I did die almost twice on the motorcycle. So there was a few times in Indiana where... Both times, once when I was coming in and once when I was going out, but, you know, there's both times at rush hour. So when I was coming in, it was about 5 o'clock rush hour, and everybody's trying to merge on at once, and I was getting pinched off the road, so I gunned it, and I got the bike up to like 95, and I got the speed wobbles where the front tire was going back and forth, and I was like, fuck. So I did manage to pull that out. Straighten it out and not die. But then the second time was when I was coming back through. So this was morning rush hour, and this, you know, the sunlight was coming in on my face, which I love to get my face cummed in on. But so the sunlight was coming in, and it was hard to see the brake lights of the cars ahead of me. And I may have been going a little fast. And one thing that is, you know, if you are a rider, and, you know, you have to plan ahead for stuff. You need to plan an exit route. So I did know that there was the shoulder you could always take. So I'm coming in hot, and it is, you know, it's stop and go traffic. And so they were stopped, and like immediately, like it wasn't slow. It was like, hey, we're stopping now. So I jacked on the brakes, and the rear end started like sliding back and forth like an S shape. So I had to take the shoulder hard, and I'm like, oh, well, we did that. So got out of Indiana. Let's see what else. So, you know, I did have the tent with me. So the next couple nights, or those two nights, I just kind of slept outside. I will say, if you're looking for a place to sleep, there's a couple options. They have rest areas, right? You can probably just pull into a rest area, throw the tent down, and take a night-night. churches. I found out that, you know, churches are probably a good option because they're well-lit. They're generally pretty quiet. Like, a rest area has a lot of people, so you know, if you don't want the noise. And you know, you can be like, I'm just a traveler. So they're generally more relaxed, and they're not just going to kick you off property. I mean, they could, but I didn't have that happen. So I slept at a couple church parking lots because they have grass. So I went and slept in the parking lots at some churches. But yeah, when I got back, I went ahead and dropped the bike off at the owner's house. And I didn't realize this until I had got there, but I was walking away from the bike and the cords were fucking showing on the rear tire, which means like the rear tire could have blown out at any minute. So like, fuck it. At least I got back to his place in one piece, dropped the bike off. And then I did text him. I said, hey man, I think I ripped your tire up when I was braking so aggressively. And he's like, nah, that's just normal wear and tear. I'm like, fuck. I think I put like 2,600 miles on the bike in 5 days. So there was a lot of riding. My ass was sore. Well, I mean, my ass is used to taking a pounding, but but yeah, this was definitely an experience. So yeah, I will say I had an amazing time on the trip. It was a lot of fun, but yeah, long distance trips, and there's probably a more comfortable way to do it, or if you purchase a newer bike, right? Get a nice bike with a bunch of stuff. I mean, this bike was nice, but it was 2006. So get a bike with all the fucking bells and whistles, and then maybe spread the trip out a little bit longer. So yeah, I was riding between 10 and 12 hours a day, and that just gets a little, because you're locked in one position. And I mean, you can use the highway pegs to move your feet around, and the seat was about as comfy as it could be. But yeah, still, it was an adventure. That's it for this episode of the podcast. Hey, if you want to do me a solid, follow my social media. Just search Chris Bassett on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Really help me out. Appreciate it. Also, if you're looking to throw some money at me, because I'm a dirty stripper, I have pint glasses and t-shirts for sale. So check out the link in the description, chrisbassettcreator-spring.com. And I really appreciate you supporting my drug habits. Later, masturbators.